Good morning, Dallas-Fort Worth. Thank you for staying with us this morning. It's a beautiful day, and I've got a beautiful guest for you. I've got Miss Catherine Ann Jones. Now, you probably know that she was a writer for Touched by an Angel, but she's going to talk with us today about her book, Healing Yourself with Writing. Miss Jones, welcome to the Velder Beebe Show in Dallas.
Glad to be here.
Before we get into Heal Yourself with Writing, if you will indulge us, talk a little bit about your role with Touched by an Angel.
Well, I wrote several of the episodes for the show. I also wrote a movie for Dolly Parton for Disney called Unlikely Angel. And I wrote The Christmas Wife with Jason Robards and Julie Harris. My small niche in Hollywood is I only write socially responsible films, so I don't write gratuitous violence or sex. So as you can imagine, that's a tiny niche in Hollywood.
I can only imagine as a consumer, but what a great thing. I don't know if you feel this way, but God will find a way for his purpose no matter what. No matter
yes.
what is raining, he will find a way for his purpose. Well, we enjoyed Touch for an Angel many years, and I'm sure people are enjoying it in reruns and that type of thing. What gave you the power to write about the higher power? Because that's what Touch by an Angel was. What gave you that power?
Well, I think I've always been interested in spiritual life since I was a child growing up in Texas, by the way. There anymore. I grew up in Irving, as I mentioned. And I've had a parallel career teaching. I taught when I was in New York at the New School University and later at USC. So I think writing books came out of that, and they have a kind of spiritual theme. Though my first book, The Way of Story, was about writing, but writing from all parts of oneself, not just the left brain. The subtitles, The Craft and Soul of Writing. And my new book came out of workshops I did at the Esalen Institute and in New York and London. I teach all over the world now. And Heal Yourself with Writing is for non-writers as well as writers. It's about self-healing grief and trauma and creating a deeper dialogue with the self. So it's sort of getting to know yourself better.
Why Heal Yourself with Writing? Is it some path that you walked, or you just want to help people to heal themselves?
Well, it's both. I think for me, writing has been the greatest therapy I know. Not only writing, but creativity is a powerful tool for self-healing. And I think, though, psychology can help identify what's going on, I think you need another element for real transformational healing. I did a Fulbright research scholar year in India studying shamanic forms, creative shamanic forms. So studying shamanism has also been an influence. I took a break from Hollywood and I went back to graduate school and got another degree in psychology, Jungian psychology, and that has also influenced what I'm writing. You know, we do a lot of things through our life that don't seem to be related. Like I started out as an actor in New York and thinking that's what I do the rest of my life, and then suddenly I started writing plays, and then Hollywood optioned a play and invited me to come to Hollywood and so on and so on. So it's always been amazing to me when you look back on your life, it's like some higher force had a plan or a design, even though you didn't know it at the time. I didn't know when I was acting, I was really preparing to write movies, television, and plays.
You know, that's a great insight into my next question. And today, at this point in my life, I'm asking women like you, women who have what I call walked the path, that has attained many years of life, to give us some advice. Looking back from where you are to where you can remember life, what do you know, Ms. Jones? What do you know about life?
First of all, I think everyone walks their own path. You know, you can't walk another person's path. But I would say be yourself. Know what really turns you on and follow that. Because I think when you follow what you're supposed to be doing in this life, allies arise magically to help you on your way. There's a saying in India, they talk about Dharma, finding the law of your existence. And there's a saying, it's better to be a good servant than a bad king. So it could be housewife or, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. It's just find what's the right thing for you to do and you'll know it. For instance, in my new book, and all my books, I have an element of memoir. I use anecdotes from my own life to illustrate principles I'm trying to teach, as well as short exercises for the reader to do. I knew a woman, a remarkable woman, who was a corporate lawyer. She was from Haiti, and she was successful but not happy. And so she went back to school and became an elementary school teacher. She lives in Seattle. And last year she won a teaching award for the city of Seattle. So she found what was right for her. I mean, she's earning less money, but she found what she was meant to do. And she's wonderful at it.
I love that. I love that. When you look at your book, your new book, Heal Yourself with Writing, it makes me think of, and you may not know this, Rick Warren, he wrote The Purpose-Driven Life. He lost his son to suicide, and he said he's writing in his journal. Is that what you're trying to, in a sense, talking about, heal yourself in writing, being able to write your pain and your journey and to have this cathartic awakening?
To some degree, yes. Heal yourself with writing, though, it's the focused journaling exercises. So it's not just about freestyle writing. It's very specific. Some of the chapter titles are, what story are you living? For instance, sometimes we think we're living our story, but we're living the story our parents put on us or someone else in our life. So, you know, to get in touch with, are you living your story? You know, your dream. Another chapter is why I want what I can't have. Another one's balancing thinking with feeling, because we're conditioned today to think and not to honor our feelings enough, I think. Another is soul dialogues, getting in touch with the inner visionary. Another is integrating the opposite, standing in the light, facing the dark, dealing with our personal myths, overcoming trauma beyond traditional psychology, and also about creating space and time for inner growth. Very grateful to my Texas childhood. I had a lot of time alone. I was an only child, and I'd spend hours lying in the grass watching clouds pass, and I attribute this space and time help develop my creativity, and that's how I've earned my living in New York and Hollywood, you know. I think today kids are overscheduled. Three-year-olds will have a gym class and then this class and that, and they're not just simply let be.
Great advice for parents who are listening. Today my guest is Catherine Ann Jones. She's a playwright and a writer, and her new book is called Heal Yourself with Writing. Ms. Jones, do you have an online source that you'd like to send the audience to?
Sure, thank you. They want to know more, and I have online courses and workshops all over. wayofstory.com.
I'm so delighted to have had the opportunity to stand in what I call your energy of greatness. I will probably never be the same after having the opportunity to talk with you, and I hope my audience feel the same when they read your book. Thank you so much, Ms. Jones, for talking about your book and giving us a little insight and a little inspiration about life.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been my joy.